Andrew, what is your personal view on other investment options apart from index funds, which you are an advocate of? You know, things like rental properties, maybe real estate investment funds.
Yeah, I think rental properties can be great. What I find is that's really interesting though is, generally speaking, there are really good real estate investors and what they do, and then there are the layman and what the layman actually does, and they're actually quite different in terms of what they actually look for and how they value things and properties. Typically, what professional real estate investors will do is they will look at the yield on the property. And so they will say, okay, I've just purchased this place and it's whatever, 500,000 ringgit. What is the annual rental income that I can receive from that property? So what is my actual yield on that as a percentage? So as a simple point, let's assume that something is just, it's easy for simplicity's sakes, let's say 100,000 ringgit, and you have a 100,000 ringgit property, and you're getting rental of 7,000 ringgit a year. Well, there is a yield of, before expenses and taxes, there's a yield of 7%. This historically is actually pretty average. It's pretty reasonable if you're looking at sort of around a 7% yield on real estate properties. This is what big developers really look for, and that's one of the reasons why they often, instead of going out and buying, really rich people don't run around and buy single family homes. They really want to buy, they might buy apartment blocks or commercial buildings because in that case they've got one roof to maintain and they've got multiple sources of revenue with the tenants. What's really important for them is they don't look at it and buy it to say, I think that property will be worth 2 million ringgit in 5 or 6 years' time. Often they'll look at it and say, how much revenue can be generated from that property? And when it comes to property investing, that's how sophisticated real estate investors invest. What the layman and how the layman actually invests, the regular person, is they often look at what they think that property will be worth one day down the road, and they like to buy what has recently become much more expensive. So I'll give you a really interesting case here in Singapore. We're in this huge real estate bubble. I'm sitting right now in a place, and thankfully, my employer actually pays the rent here. I'm sitting in a place that will probably be rents right now for about 3,700 Singapore dollars a month. However, this place is worth, the market value is worth 1.8 million. Now, to purchase a place for 1.8 million and to get revenue of what would amount to, say, $45,000 a year is insane. The yield is probably less than 1%. It makes no logical sense whatsoever. So I think what people need to do when they buy property is not to necessarily think about the property as an appreciating asset, but as a revenue generator, and the appreciation becomes the icing on the cake. It's not the cake, it's the icing
Listen.
on the cake.
Do you see yourself diversifying into properties anytime soon?
If the yields were attractive enough, and to be really honest, for me, certainly not in Singapore. I think right now it's absolute insanity. It makes really no sense whatsoever. But I'll tell you this, if I lived or my family were based in the United States right now, houses in so many of the US states are going so cheaply, and rental yields are well into double digits in many US states currently. I was just actually reading a blog by a woman named Paula Pant. She's a journalist, and I was reading her blog last night. And it's a funny thing because I know the Chinese symbol for danger and opportunity is more or less the same, is it not?
Yes.
And you have the danger with the housing market crash in the United States, but then this woman, Paula, just picked up a house in the US for $20,000.
Okay.
$20,000 for a three-bedroom home. She figures she'll need about $10,000 to actually
rent,
put it to the home itself to get it back up to speed. But it's an unbelievable thing. For $30,000, she's going to be able to buy this house, and rental revenue is going to be, you know, giving her sort of a double-digit yield. So it's a fabulous. If that were my hometown, absolutely, I'd be picking up duplexes, quads, not single-family homes. Not if I could help it. Be going for buildings with multiple sources of revenue. Absolutely. So, given the right circumstances, yeah, I'm a little bit like a vulture. I'm always watching. I'm always looking. If I get that kind of opportunity, I'll definitely jump at that.
Yeah, I mean, not a few units, but maybe a few blocks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.